Alors, bonjour à tous, bienvenue à cette disponibilité média du Rocket. Good day everyone and welcome to this Laval Rocket Media Availability. The first question will go to Herb Zurkowski. La première question, Herb Zurkowski, The Montreal Gazette. Herb, c'est à toi.
Merci, Charles. Hello, Joel. How are you today?
Hey, Herb, how are you doing? Good.
Thanks. Thank you for your time. Well, you now have a schedule. You now know you're playing Friday and you're going to be at home for the entire month. Could you just please comment on that?
Well, just good news. We prepared for Friday's start. You know, it's been a work in progress with John Sedwich, obviously. That's our governor, and working pretty hard to make sure we get this North Division going. And, you know, it was a big part of it. So we finally got those dates set in stone, and there's still a few things to work out towards the end of the year. But like you said, we're going to be at home at the beginning. You're going to ask me, is there an advantage? Is it like, to be honest, we're just happy to be on the ice with the guys and to make sure they play now, because it's been a while and I have to turn them loose. I got to let them play. So it's going to be good that we can get some game on under us and get the guys on the ice.
Yeah. And just the other point, since we last spoke, of course you have a couple of two new players, and I see you've kind of divided them into two groups, so you more or less have a taxi squad. How will that work? Just what went into that philosophy, and how does a guy get himself off the quote-unquote taxi squad?
Okay, so the way it works for us is, you know, the guys got from, you know, in different time from quarantine. So just so we're clear, guys got 2-week quarantine, a week quarantine. Some guys had to do more testing. It was a revolving door, day in, day out. We got shut down for a couple of days. So we mixed them into two groups and we let them play. And we had two practice even, and we kind of worked for that. When we break last week, we kind of had an idea we were going to start this Friday. So we break into a bigger group, older probably guys and guys that are more ready, and a younger group, which would be a taxi squad if you want. But and we're practicing with both groups, and they're actually working on the same thing. Now, that doesn't mean because you're in a taxi squad with us that you are there, it's done. The reality is I got to get the pace up a little bit with the older player. And to be honest, when we mix the two group, the pace slowed down, you know, drastically the last few days. It was getting harder and harder. So it's not because you're in a taxi group that you're never going to be back with the big group, because to be honest, tomorrow there's going to be a few switch guys are going to come with us. We try to work with the guys, so if sometime we have something to work one-on-one, then we might send them to the taxi squad, and one day might be a couple of veterans, and we did that last week. We put a veteran there. So you don't read in too much. We don't have a salary cap, we don't have a CBA, which, you know, is complicated, and we have waivers and we don't have any of that. So again, it doesn't mean because you skate a few days with the taxi squad, you're done. You're never going to play, or you're not going to be a hockey player. That's not what it means.
Thank you. And just finally, if I can you just talk about the return of Poehling and Fleury, just what it means?
Yeah. Well,
you know what? Okay, I guess.
Yeah. Like I said, like in young guys, they have good attitude. They want to do well. Sometimes they could be a little stressed, and understandable, you know, it's their career. But there's no attitude problem whatsoever. I know those two guys, and they got to live with, you know, the Montreal Canadian that's doing really well this year for the last few weeks, which is good. And now they came this week and work with us, and they need to be the guy now. You know, it's a different setting for a young player. It's good to see the Shea Weber, the Gallagher of this world, and the Carey Price, but it's good for them to be the player too, the guy that's going to have a responsibility. So, and they realize that, they know they're excited to play this weekend. So it's all good. It's part of the process.
Great. Thank you, Joel.
Thanks.
Amy Johnson. Amy, you're up.
Thank you, Charles. Hi, Joel. Just now that you do have a schedule officially released, 8 games on the slate for this month, could you feel an actual shift in the energy and the anticipation among your group of the fact that they're going to actually drop the puck in a couple of days?
I tell you what, Amy, 2 practices ago, I thought we had a really good practice on Sunday. Tuesday, I thought was a little you know, kind of going to the motion, but not bad, but just going to the motion. After practice, I said to the guy, I said, I think you have enough of playing each other. And everybody went like, yeah, like they got enough. They got enough of each other. I can sense the tension yesterday, even in practice and a couple of battles. Like guys, they're hockey player. Guys needs to get competition that is not their own. And even as a coach, I need to see them versus opponent because I'm filming practice, I'm filming scrimmage, but it's always rocket versus rocket. So yeah, this is great. This is not good enough. But then you're playing each other. So I'm letting them off the hook a little bit, right? On some play, because I'm like, well, I wish you would have hit him harder, but now, you know, that's kind of your teammate or you're all in the same boat. So nobody wants to do something crazy and injured somebody else. So there's that little fine line when the scoreboard is on and when there's no scoreboard that makes the difference. And that's why we need to turn them loose soon, but they have enough. I guarantee you they have enough. They want to play.
Excellent. That's all for today. Thanks, Joel.
Jared Book. Jared, you're up.
Hi, Joel. You mentioned this a little bit earlier and in French as well, but you know, the schedule comes out, you have 8 games in you know, 15 days. You've mentioned before about having to balance the number of players you have in camp. Does the schedule, obviously, because players haven't played in so long, you know, there's going to be a lot of, you know, you have to protect against injuries and stuff like that as well. Does it allow you to have a little bit more rotation?
Yeah, 100%. 100%. I mean, I have to rotate guys. Like I said, we have a plan for everybody. They're not at the right same place, all of them. We're going to have to set some of the pieces in place. And there's a bigger picture, too, that, you know, it's not my job to discuss. A lot of time about, you know, I like to be open with you guys and talk about, you know, how I see it and be transparent. And there's a part of our job, I talk to Mark about it sometimes, that we feel like we cannot tell you guys. And this is the reality. This is life. There's stuff that we got to work in inside because this is what we do. So obviously there's a bit of a plan for everybody. And there's a big picture plan too for the organization. So, you know, we're going to make sure we're going to start and get guys involved as quick as we can in the right situation. So you're right about managing energy and strength and experience. And some guys might need to look a little bit in the outside at the beginning just to feel it out and see what it is. So everybody is different in development right now. And our job is to make sure that, you know, we work with everybody and give them a chance to get better.
Perfect. Thanks.
Thanks.
Merci. Benoit Rioux.
See, I always like getting the last question in. Look, Joel, we're always hammering you with questions about players, about this guy, about that guy. What does it mean to the coach of the Laval Rocket to finally have a game to coach, to match wits against the guy, you know, across the ice there from you?
Nothing to me, to be honest. Coach. You know, coaching the American League and coaching in any league is not about you. It's not about me. It's about them. I'm not going toe-to-toe versus the other coach. We're going as a team on the ice, and we are part of the team. Their coach are great. They do their stuff. We do our stuff. I don't have that inside of me of putting myself in front of the player. I never did, and I never will. The day I do that, I'll do something else.
No, I understand. I understand that. But for me,
I never even thought about me being the bench. And I'm excited to be behind the bench so the guy can play. They're the one. They're the artists. They're the one that are important. So for me, I don't see it as am I going to outcoach the other guy? I'm just concerned about as this guy. I hope this guy is going to do well. I hope this guy is going to work this. I hope he's going to adjust. It's mostly how I coach and how I think. So I'm excited to be back behind the bench. Don't get me wrong, but I'm excited to be back the bench because the player will be on the ice. And this is a time of their life. You have to understand, Herb, those guys lost a year of their prime. You know how long an NHL career and a pro career lasts? I'd be damned if I think about me being behind the bench. And I can be behind the bench for the next 20 years if I'm LT or even more. So it's about, to me, I really felt through the pandemic as a coach, I didn't miss being behind the bench. I didn't miss all that. I miss being with the boys, teaching them. And I realized how hard it is for some of them. That's their livelihood. They invested all their life to be a hockey player, and they were put on hold for a long time. So I'm just excited about that point.
Yeah, I guess maybe I should have, the way I should have said it was, you must be anxious to see, and there go the dogs without on cue.
He's agreeing with me, see?
they obviously agree with you, but you must be anxious just to see, you know, what you have with this group and how they're
that going. I'm excited.
Yeah,
that I'm so excited to see our guy go versus another team and being part of that. That I'm very excited, and it's going to be fun. And the reality, again, to go back, I know I wish everybody could be on the ice and have the jersey because they all deserve it in some way, right? But that's not going to be happening the first game, but it will happen down the road. So, no, but that I'm very excited, and I'm excited for them. And I'm excited to see where they are and how they can handle. And, like, you guys haven't seen any of them, too, for a while.
Yeah.
Like, I have. So I know some guy put on the work, and I know a few guys improved. Like, I know a couple of guys could surprise us. Now, I'm not going to mention names, but I'm going, like, what I'm seeing for the last 3 weeks, that month, okay, is he going to translate that in the real game? Because that's always the question as a coach. But I'm pretty excited. And in the office, we're going, well, this guy. Mm-hmm. That could be fun because they took a stride. Even if there was a pandemic, they didn't waste their time. They work on their craft, and it showed. So we'll see how it goes in the game.